biomass. Biorefinery as a model to boost the bioeconomy in Costa Rica, a review. Authors: Rodolfo E. Hernandez Chaveri, Jose J. Buenrostro Figueroa and Lilia E. Prado Barragan. Abstract. Introduction. The lignocellulosic biomass that comes from agricultural residues, crops dedicated to wood energy, lignocellulosic biological residues as food byproducts, kitchen scraps from homes, restaurants, and commercial premises, as well as cultivated algae, can be considered raw materials for the development of the bioeconomy, since its composition is mainly based on cellulose, hemicellulose, and lignin. They can be used to produce various value-added products from bioconstruction blocks in integrated biorefinery processes. Objective: to establish the importance of using biomass as a raw material for its incorporation in circular economy models in biorefinery processes, such as considerations of biomass management and pretreatment of biomass, the intrinsic potential for obtaining substances of commercial value depending on the carbon chain. Development. Approximately 90% of lignocellulosic dry matter consists of cellulose, 30-60%, hemicellulose, 20-40%, and lignin, 10-25%, interrelated in a heteromatrix, while the remainder consists of ash and extracts. It is estimated that the biomass-based power generation potential in Costa Rica ranges close to 600 megawatts, and active projects that generate about 122 megawatts have been identified. Conclusion. The use of biomass is an important element to be incorporated into the production of bioenergy and the development of a renewable chemical industry that leads to the achievement of objectives framed in the development of a bioeconomic model, where Costa Rica has begun its parallel incursion to the advance of the 21st century. Keywords: bioenergy, bioconstruction blocks, biomaterials, biomass composition.